The Fan on Demand. This is the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
All right, so this is the day that all those NBA rumors become official. And we know that the Raptors and Kyle Lowry will make his new deal with the team official at any moment. 4 years, $48 million for Kyle Lowry, a guy who probably symbolizes, characterizes, personifies, represents, choose a word, the emergence of the Toronto Raptors this past season. I've said it often. Since I've been here in 2000, there are only two players I can think of. There's three players I can think of who have resurrected or who have changed people's opinions of themselves dramatically in this city. One, could get an argument in this, but Phil Kessel. I think most people have stopped talking about Phil Kessel and Tyler Seguin. We've accepted Phil Kessel for what he is. It's a guy who's one of the best pure goal scorers in the NHL. Guy works hard. Number two, Edwin Encarnacion. He was a fat guy from Cincinnati. Couldn't play third base. At most, he was going to be a DH. He was a throw-in in a deal. He was a make weight on the deal with the Cincinnati Reds. He's now one of the premier sluggers in the game. And indeed, it's noticeable when he's not in the lineup. And then Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry came here. He was a guy who was a coach killer, a malcontent, a soft guy, frequently out of shape. And last year, remember Tim Lewicki at his news conference, or at one of his news conferences, saying what the Maple Leafs really need? They need a couple of Kyle Lowrys. So Kyle Lowry went from being almost an NBA pariah to a guy being held up as an example for other athletes in a city. That is a remarkable transition in the span of a year and a bit. It speaks volumes of the amount of work Kyle Lowry put in the offseason last year. It speaks volumes of how he and Dwayne Casey, the head coach of the Raptors, I don't know if they met halfway. My understanding is more than anything, it was Kyle Lowry that had to make the move farther than Dwayne Casey did. But at the end of this past Raptors season, if you were like me, I could not envision the Raptors without Kyle Lowry. I couldn't. It's almost like he's become part of the sports furniture in this city now. So that deal, 4 years and $48 million, is now official. NBA teams were allowed to make deals official as of 12:01 a.m. this morning. The Raptors also have signed Gravis Vasquez and James Johnson as well. And that's most of, that appears to me most of Masai Ujiri's offseason. There's still people who would like to see that wing defender, somebody with some length. And we've talked about the possibility of a guy like Luol Deng. But I don't know how that would fit in under the salary cap. For most Raptors fans, though, most observers, I think the whole offseason was bring back Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry doesn't return to this team. All those questions about Toronto as an NBA destination start getting asked again. And some people will say the Raptors have overpaid for him. I don't buy that for a second. At some point, you take a leap of faith with your players. There is a risk inherent in every long-term contract. That's just the way it is. There are no guarantees. But if you can't commit to a guy like Kyle Lowry, what the hell are you doing as an organization? What do you stand for? So I think they had no choice but to go after Kyle Lowry the way they did. Likewise, though, or I should say, however, Kyle Lowry did have a choice. Kyle Lowry could have gone someplace else. The fact that Kyle Lowry decided to stay here also speaks volumes of where the Raptors are. Kyle Lowry's found happiness here. There are people in the NBA who would have told you 2 years ago that Kyle Lowry would never, ever, 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 ever find happiness anyplace. He was a guy who was destined to bounce around and become just another guy. Just a disposable guy. That's not the case. He's a guy who has gone from being disposable to irreplaceable. And I'll credit Masai Ujiri, the Raptors GM, for having an open mind with Kyle Lowry. Because we know that after the Rudy Gay deal this past season, the Raptors tried to trade Kyle Lowry. We know that there was talk about Kyle Lowry going to the Knicks. Now, that deal fell apart, and we're led to believe it fell apart largely because of things on the Knicks front. The fact of the matter is Masai Ujiri was smart enough to kind of change horses in midstream. Masai Ujiri was smart enough to look at what was happening, going, you know, maybe something good's going on here. Maybe I've actually got something here. I don't want to gum up the works. It's awfully hard to do if you're a general manager to see your notions, whether they're preconceived or whatever, to see them change in the middle of the season and let them change and not fight it. Because your first instinct in any business is to make your initial conclusions about someone hold up. I might get a read in somebody right away. As soon as you do that, everything that happens involving that person, everything that happens in that person's relationship with you, that's the lens you view it through. But not Masai Ujiri. Masai Ujiri was ready to have his mind changed. And again, you will hear today people talk about this contract, probably not the length of it as much as the dollar amount. I just think that at this point, talking about how much Kyle Lowry's making is one of the stupidest conversations you can have. If you're not going to give Kyle Lowry this contract after what he did last year, then why the hell are you in business? Why the hell are you running a basketball team? If you're not going to take a leap of faith with a guy like Kyle Lowry, you might as well fold up the tent. And I'll say this right now. There might be times next season or the year after where Kyle Lowry doesn't play well. He might get hurt. He might not be the player he was this past year. Do not ever go after Masai Ujiri for this contract in hindsight, because this is a contract that makes perfect sense. The timing is perfect. And as I said, there's always a risk with these deals. Nothing is carved in stone. At some point, you've got to take a stand. You've got to make that leap of faith. Say, I believe in this player. And the Raptors have done that. And Kyle Lowry, in return, believes in this team. And what I really liked about it as well was the fact that folks, I mean, think about how this was done. When's the last time a key Toronto athlete has re-signed or a free agent has signed here with this little fuss? I mean, think about this. In the middle of last year, we all started talking about this. The flip side of the Raptors being real good is now they got to make a decision with Kyle Lowry. And all you got from Masai Ujiri was, I got this. I mean, that was the tone of both the private and public words of Masai Ujiri. Essentially boiled down, the tone was, relax, I got this. We think we can get it done. So again, we await the Kyle Lowry news conference. I think a terrific day for Toronto sports fans. A terrific day for Raptors fans, obviously. But I think a terrific day for Toronto sports fans. You can't get behind this guy. You know, don't watch sports. That's pretty much the way I look at it. The Kyle Lowry news conference will begin momentarily. We will carry it live on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Baseball Central, by the way, got to tee this up at 12 o'clock. Kevin Barker will join me. Justin Morneau of the Colorado Rockies will join us. The Rockies are making a push to get Justin Morneau elected to the All-Star game. You can go online and do it now, but we'll give you some tips about how you can do it. A couple of hashtags you can use to get Justin Morneau in the All-Star game. He'll join us at 12:30. Will Carroll of the lead writer for sports medicine for Bleacher Report, he will now join us at 12:30, and we'll talk about Adam Lynn's situation and the foofara that is created. For now, let's go to our Eric Smith. Eric is our Raptors radio analyst. He's on his way to the news conference. Eric, we've known that this contract has been done for a while, and we've had a chance to talk about it. You and I, we've talked about it on the air. People have talked about it off the air. I know that today we are going to hear from some people that, boy, that's a lot of money, you know, for Kyle Lowry. And, Eric, my point is, this is why you do this business, right? Kyle Lowry comes along, you've got to take that leap. You've got to take that leap of faith with him at some point. Or, I mean, there's just no point in having a team here if you're not going to take a leap of faith with a guy like Kyle Lowry. That's the way I look at it.
I totally agree with you, because the other side of it, Jeff, is if you ultimately didn't sign him, somebody else was going to give him that money, and then you know that there's going to be a large faction of the population, of the fan base, that will look in hindsight in a year or two or at the end of the contract and say, well, look, he ultimately didn't get hurt, or he played even above and beyond $11, $12 million. How did we not sign him? So you can't have that revisionist thinking. You've got to try and be forward-thinking. You've got to take, as you say, the leap of faith at some point. I tell you, the other thing, Jeff, you start looking at some of the money that's being thrown around for other guys in the league right now that I would consider either, at the very least, on par with Kyle Lowry, if not a lesser player than Kyle Lowry, especially when you talk about the impact on this team specifically, his role, his lot on this team specifically. You can make the case that, I don't know if it's fair enough to say a guy at $12 million is a bargain, but it's definitely fair market value compared to what other guys are signing for right now.
Hey, James Johnson and Gravis Vasquez are also, Gravis Vasquez has re-signed. James Johnson is returning here. Is Masai Ujiri done now? And if he is, I mean, I got to ask you, is this a better team than last year?
I think it's better just instantly because of the fact that the core is back. So the chemistry, you would assume, starting from training camp makes them better. I mean, they kind of found lightning in a bottle after the trade when you acquire those players from the Kings. And it just instantly clicks, and the ball starts moving, and guys seem to accept and know their roles, and suddenly you've got a deeper bench. But what is it now that you've been a team that was together for 4 or 5 months, that went through a playoff run, albeit a first-round exit? Now you have a summer to work out together, a training camp to come together. I think that alone instantly makes you, quote-unquote, better. I think the addition of James Johnson helps a little bit in terms of adding a strong, physical, defensive presence at the wing, somebody that's going to add to your second unit, but I don't think they're done right now. I think there still is a void, and thus definitely a need for at least one more big man, and hopefully a legit center, a big body to come off the bench, because right now, Jeff, you and I talked ad nauseum last year during the season about the lack of size, the need for help up front. Well, your front court rotation is essentially the same right now. It's Valanciunas, it's Amir Johnson, it's Patrick Patterson. You need another big body in there.
Can they fit it in under the salary cap?
Yes, there is room.
Okay.
I still have to find out officially, but based on the numbers that are being put out in the reports, I know Doug Smith, I think, was the first to have it, and Adrian Wojnarowski has since reported that it looks like that James Johnson deal is $2.5 million per year. So my understanding would be the Raptors not only have money, but I think they should have a pretty good chunk of the mid-level exception to use as well. So they should still have money to play with in terms of signing somebody, or perhaps you address it via trade, because you definitely have acquired assets in depth as the last 6-8 months have gone on, so perhaps it doesn't just come via a free agent signing.
Eric Smith joins us in the Jeff Blair Show. Eric is our Raptors radio analyst. We are awaiting Kyle Lowry's news conference at Real Sports. The Raptors making official his 4-year, $48 million contract. We will go to it live as soon as it starts. How do you think, Eric, how do you think Masai Ujiri feels this morning getting this deal done?
I think he's got to feel pretty good about the fact that, you know, the big fish that was out there as far as point guards ultimately decided to stay put. And I think that the way that he has put this team together. And, hey, listen, a good chunk of those pieces and a good chunk of that core was put in place by Brian Colangelo.
True.
But it was managed and it was manipulated by Ujiri since he came in here. You know, I saw somebody, I'm not going to, you know, be the one to claim to do the number crunching on this one. It was, honestly, I don't even remember where it came from, Jeff, but it was on Twitter last night. The money that the Raptors will be paying Kyle Lowry, Ravis Vasquez, and Patrick Patterson combined is less than what they would have been paying Rudy Gay and Andrea Bargnani combined.
Wow.
So you look at that fact, and actually, you know what? Add Lou Williams to the mix as well. Those four players, what they're paying those four players is less than what they would have paid Rudy Gay and Andrea Bargnani. So you look at the asset management and the moves that Ujiri has been able to make while still keeping, you know, a DeRozan, a Valanciunas, the evolution of a Terrence Ross, keeping that in place and then adding the talent around. I think Ujiri's got to be feeling pretty good right now about this team moving forward. Then you start looking at the rest of his division. You know, we're looking at the Eastern Conference overall, Jeff, and it looks like whether it's Miami or Cleveland, LeBron James is staying put. The East is still going to be probably his to take if he wants it. But within the division itself, I think you've got to feel pretty good about the fact that, you know, you're the best team above, you know, a Brooklyn, above a New York or anybody else.
You know, we talked about how effective the Raptors were last year when Dwayne Casey at times would go with the two guard set. Would you expect to see a lot more of that this year with Vasquez coming back and, you know, a full training camp for these two guys to work with each other? Because I loved the look it gave them at times last year. I really did.
Yeah, I think so. Because unless you, you know, kind of putting the coaching hat on a little bit here, unless you, you know, put DeRozan into the game take DeRozan out of the game and slide Terrence Ross over to the two, put James Johnson or Landry Fields at the three, and use that sort of hybrid to spell off DeRozan, I think that you're going to see Vasquez, because of his size, play the two a little bit more. Slide over and play that shooting guard alongside of Kyle Lowry. Because I think if you were to go with Lou Williams at that two spot, especially if you've got Lowry still on the floor, I think you're undersized. So Lou Williams is an intriguing piece because he can score, but I don't think he can defend a lot of the bigger two guards in this league. So Vasquez is kind of, you know, your hybrid point guard, hybrid backup, just sort of a combo guard. You've got James Johnson and Landry Fields to be in that rotation with Ross at the three spot. I think that that's kind of the way that the roster is being sort of set up at this point. So I think you could see that quite a bit, and it allows Kyle Lowry perhaps to play off the ball a little bit in the fourth quarter to not always be handling the ball, and thus allow him to either spot up and shoot or take guys off the bounce. And we saw that not only late in the season, but definitely into the postseason as well, how that was an asset for Dwayne Casey.
Eric, I'm going to let you scoot. Thanks for doing this, my friend.
Thanks, Jeff.
This is Eric Smith, our Raptors radio analyst and Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So to tee this up again, we're in a holding pattern as we await the Kyle Lowry news conference. Obviously not the big news in Toronto today, but the big news around the NBA is everybody's waiting for LeBron James. So you heard Eric Smith make the point that even with this signing, even with James Johnson, even with Gravis Vasquez coming back, there is still some room under the salary cap for the Raptors to maybe go out and add another big, and they need it right now, because as much as they've got a front court rotation that we like, there's still, you'd like to see them have that. I would anyhow like to see them have that big, kind of that big thumper in the middle, that big plundering physical guy in the middle. James Johnson could probably give you some of the wing defense that you didn't have last year. He could be a tough defender, certainly known to people with the organization. But as Eric Smith says, this deal isn't done. This team isn't done yet. There's some of the mid-level exception that can be used. And, of course, obviously, there's always a possibility of a trade at some point. And the one thing about the Raptors do have some assets. They do have some bench players. I mean, part of me thinks that at some point, and I'm not calling down Terrence Ross or anything, but part of me thinks at some point that Terrence Ross may be the guy that ends up being dealt for an impact type of player. I don't know if it's some combination of draft picks or whatever, but that's just me talking. But right now, if you're Masai Ujiri, you're happy. Not only have you re-signed your main guy, as Eric Smith said, you've taken the best available point guard off the free agent market. It's almost like signing a free agent. And in that instance, or in that case, looking at it that way, you've kept Kyle Lowry away from some of your, you've kept them away from some of your opponents, from some of your rivals. You've kept them off the market. You've prevented Kyle Lowry from being used as a means by your competitors to make them feel better. As we await the Kyle Lowry news conference, go to the phone lines. We got people calling up. People want to talk about this. People are in a good mood. Yeah, let's go. Ross and Woodbridge. You're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I love this. I don't even throw out the numbers. Ross and Woodbridge is right there right away. Go ahead, Ross.
Hi there, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing real well.
I heard reports that yesterday the Raptors were meeting Andre Blush. Any news with that?
I have not. I was actually just seeing if Smitty or anybody had written anything on it. Haven't heard any news on that. I know some people were talking about, would you worry about the impact on the team's chemistry, et cetera, et cetera, because of his reputation. I mean, if you can get it done, I have no problem bringing him in. I really don't. You know what? Because I'll tell you what. Based on what we saw from the Raptors last year, based on what we heard from the Raptors last year, I think the chemistry in this dressing room, in this locker room, is strong enough right now that you might be able to bring in one of those, shall we say, difficult personalities. I think the roles have been clearly defined, because that's what happens when you're a successful team in any sport. You know, people always talk about leadership, and roles get defined when a team has a little bit of success and guys see how guys are in the heat of the battle. In other words, Kyle Lowry's teammates, they've now seen what he's like in a playoff series. They've now seen what he's like in the build-up to a playoff series. They have a better sense of each other. They know what buttons can be pushed, what buttons cannot be pushed. They know who they can go and talk to about this situation or that situation. So I think the chemistry in this team is so strong that you could probably bring in a personality like that. I would like to see them get a more physical presence. I think that's absolutely important. And I don't care about the guy's personality. I got enough faith in Masai Ujiri and Dwayne Casey that they can make it work. We talked about Kyle Lowry's attitude and personality. That worked out. So I would have no problem if they want. I just want the team to be better. You want to bring in a guy with attitude, edge, a guy who's a bit of a jackass. I think this dressing room can handle it, because I think the roles have been defined enough, and I think the head coach has a strong enough personality, not to mention the security of a multi-year contract, that I think this team could handle anything like that. I would have absolutely no qualms about bringing a quote-unquote problem child or a malcontent in here. I would have no problem with it at all. Billy and Markham, you're in Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Jeff, I've been listening to you for now for the last couple of years, and I cannot disagree with you more strongly than this.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, Kyle Lowry, Westbrook in Oklahoma, the kid in Chicago, Rondo in Boston. Since when does the point guard in the NBA become the main scorer? I don't want my point guard scoring. These guys are all Allen Iverson clones, and you will never, ever, ever win with these kind of players. And I go back to the last game when they got beat by Brooklyn, and Lowry has five guys on him. He goes to the hoop, gets it slapped in his face, when four guys are standing wide ass open. And if you've seen the look on their faces, and I replayed it and replayed it, don't tell me there's going to be chemistry in that locker room when the point guard is taking all the shots. You need a Chauncey Billups or a Tony Parker, guys who will pass the ball and shoot it when the shot is there. This is a bad signing, and I don't like it one bit. And that's all I got, Jeff. Later.
All right. So we'll put Billy down as undecided about the Kyle Lowry contract. Just kidding. Yeah, Billy sums up, I think, what a lot of people think of Kyle Lowry, maybe. But it is the minority opinion. We are getting ready to join Kyle Lowry's news conference at Real Sports. Kyle Lowry's four-year, $48 million contract will be made official. The Raptors had invited fans out. And I love when they do that. I like having news conferences and throwing them open to the fans. It's one of the things Tim Lewicki's done that I really like. I like making it open to the fans. I like allowing your fans to come down and see the deal get done. I think it's an important part of building a connection with your team. We We'll take your money. We'll take your concession money. But we also want your loyalty. Let's go to Rocky and Markham very quickly. Rocky, I may have to cut you off if we go live, but go ahead.
Okay. I just like to disagree with the previous caller, but let me get to the point. Well, in the ideal world, I think that I know it's going to cost a lot, but Raptors should try to go after Paul Gasol. But if not, I could see them going after a player like Robin Lopez. They just signed Chris Payne and the Blazers signed Chris Kamen just recently, and I think Robin Lopez would be a nice fit for him. If not, you know, they could try to go after I don't know who, but. Maybe a Greg Oden? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Don't go there. But you wanted to talk about...
I know you.
You wanted to talk about Kyle Lowry, though.
Yeah. But for Kyle Lowry, I think it just shows that the Raptors are in a winning culture right now as we speak. Because what he did for this past season changed the culture of this Raptors franchise. And even DeMar DeRozan has said, without Kyle Lowry, he wouldn't have been a better player last season. So, and I want to talk about Terrence Ross quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I'm going to go on a limb. I think Terrence Ross is going to have a breakout year this coming season because I heard you earlier that he's working on with DeRozan, and on top of that, I think Terrence Ross is evolving, and I think his third year he's going to have a breakout year. That's what I think in my opinion.
All right, I appreciate the call, Rocky. Yeah, as far as Kyle Lowry goes, I mean, and the whole, is he the type of point guard you want? Yeah, I respectfully disagree with Billy. First of all, there's nobody else out in the market that could come close to what he does to make you better. And secondly, I think, yeah, absolutely, Kyle Lowry's the type of point guard you can win with. I made this point, and other people made this point. The number of charges this guy takes, this guy's much more than just a scorer. And I think he can be a distributor as well. I think he'll grow into the role still. I don't think he's a finished product. I really don't think he's a finished product yet. There are guys, you see them in a lot of sports, there are guys who, when they get a multi-year contract, when they have the security of a multi-year contract, they actually become better players because somebody's shown confidence in them. Somebody's given them a reward. They have a level of comfort. They're not always looking over their shoulders. There are guys who respond to a multi-year contract. Edwin Encarnacion, he responded to his multi-year contract by being even better. Jose Bautista. Now, Jose Bautista has had some injury issues, but Jose Bautista has been a pretty good citizen. He's been a pretty good clubhouse citizen. He's been a pretty good player with that multi-year contract that everybody thought was a risk. So there are players who appreciate what they receive from teams. And I think Kyle Lowry might be one of those guys. Again, we are awaiting the start of the Kyle Lowry news conference. We will go live to it. It's also live on Sportsnet 360. Kyle Lowry, his four-year, $48 million contract being made official today. And James Johnson and Gravis Vasquez also re-signing with the Raptors. In the case of Johnson, his second time around with the Raptors. And Masai Ujiri's basically done most of the heavy lifting in the offseason. Barring the addition of a big guy, most of his work's done. Matt Devlin, the TV voice of the Raptors, is at the lectern. He is at the stage, Real Sports. Kyle Lowry, 4 years, $48 million, Raptors making it official. Let's go to the news conference.
Well, you can think back to December and the magical moves by Masai Ujiri, the president and general manager, moving Rudy Gay, bringing in four key players, and how Dwayne Casey and that team came together with great chemistry, and that team took off. A backcourt combination of DeMar DeRozan, an all-star, and then a leader on this team in Kyle Lowry. They were a top three scoring duo in the NBA across all NBA teams with starting backcourts. Those two players were absolutely exceptional for your Toronto Raptors. They led them to this great year, and then, of course, all the other key pieces along the way. Kyle Lowry, when you think about the year that he had, career high across the board, points, rebounds, assists, and he was there fighting game in and game out. And at this time, it is my great pleasure to introduce the president and general manager of your Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri. Masai? And Masai and Tim Leiwicki came together. They said that they're going to get this done. They said, this is going to happen. And there were a lot of people that believed it, and then there were some that didn't believe it. Well, guess what? It happened. And he was there all 82 nights, and he was a tremendous leader for the Toronto Raptors. And you're going to have the great pleasure of seeing him wear that number 7 for years to come for your Toronto Raptors, and I have a feeling that next year he'll finally get that all-star recognition that he so certainly deserves. Let's hear it, everyone, for your point guard from the Toronto Raptors, number 7, Kyle Lowry. I think anyone that has followed the Toronto Raptors from 1995 recognizes the significance of this day and what it means to have a player like Kyle Lowry sign with the Toronto Raptors and, in fact, re-sign with the Toronto Raptors. And you don't need to go through the history, but you all know. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to the president and general manager of the Toronto Raptors, the man that made it happen, Masai Ujiri. Masai?
Thank you. This is awesome. This is. I always start that way by saying this is awesome. It's always awesome when we all get together. This is awesome. he makes it awesome. after such a I think unbelievable year. With the team coming together, we really appreciate our organization, Tim Leiwicki and his leadership, Larry Tannenbaum, Bell and Rogers, and all the great staff that work for us and make this happen. Dave, Jeff, Shannon, all you guys, Peter, they do such an unbelievable job with this organization, and I think it's one of the things that has made a special player like this want to come back to play for us. A great telling year for us. We fought through it. We want to win in Toronto, and we want to go out there and compete in the NBA. We want to fight, and we want to stand on our own and make a name and try and compete for a championship. That's why we're here today. And you only do that by the players and the coaches you have and the great players that you have. So for us to have a fighter, a bulldog, everything that you want to name, a leader, and somebody that went through growing pains and came back here, a changed man, and came back here to fight for the Raptors and played the way that he played. And then not only that, to stand up as a man and make a decision one day after free agency started, I think says a whole lot for this person that sits by me. I'm extremely, extremely proud, really proud that I know Kyle Lowry, that I work with Kyle Lowry and what he has brought to this team. But I tell you something, it's the beginning. It's the beginning. I know he signed a new contract. It's the beginning of something good that's going to happen to the Toronto Raptors. And with that, I'd like to introduce and thank and show appreciation for the one and only Kyle Lowry.
This is Sportsnet 590, the fans' live coverage of Kyle Lowry's news conference.
I gotta steal it. I gotta steal it. This is awesome. I have to steal it. This is awesome. I mean, I gotta steal it. I think the fans, you come here today and, you know, it's 10 in the morning. You guys are here to support and the way the season ended, how you guys were here. And Matt said it, Jurassic Park was unbelievable. Inside the ACC was unbelievable. The fans, you know, this is what we do it for. You know, we do it for the fans. And, you know, I personally want to thank you guys for the support you've given our team, me, and our organization. So give yourselves a hand, please. The process, you know, it was a process that, you know, I've been thinking about a long time. But this organization is, from top to bottom, you know, from Mr. Tannenbaum down to, you know, Kevy and Paulie and down to Gus and, you know, for all the people through and through, it's an unbelievable first-class organization. I think everyone's always on the same page. There's never a person that's not in the loop. I think that's how you start a great organization and franchise. And I wanted to be a part of that. And, you know, for me, just coming back here and wanting to do something special. You know, everyone says Toronto can't do this or Toronto can't, you know, sign back their own, you know, 8 free agents. I just proved that wrong. I'm back. for me, it's about winning. And, you know, for it's just a start. And, you know, I said it at the end of, you know, my press conference. It was just a start from the Toronto Raptors and us. Now it's really us, you know, it's just a start. And I think, you know, we're all motivated by last year, and I think we're all just getting better. You know, I know those guys are out working. I'm working every day. It's just a great feat. I really want to thank my family, my wife, my son, my mother who's here for supporting me, my agent, and supporting me in everything I've done and the decisions I've made. And without family, you know, you can't do anything. And it's the family's first, and that's important. And this organization is really family. And, you know, from Masai and, you know, everyone has kids and young kids, and it's just a great organization. It's a family atmosphere. So I want to thank my family. I love y'all. My agent, who's been through it with me since, you know, 20 years old and bumps and bruises and everything, but he's always been there, and he's always given me the confidence to be able to, you know, have a team that I can call my own in a city that, in a city in the country that I can call my own. And I'm proud and happy to be a Toronto Raptor.
At this time, we'd like to open it up questions from the media. We have microphones in the crowd. If you could please identify yourself first to Masai or Kyle and then state your question, that'd be great. Thank you.
Josh Loonberg, TSN Radio. Kyle, congratulations.
This is Sportsnet 590, the fans' ongoing coverage of a live sports event. Kyle Lowry's four-year, $48 million contract with the Raptors has been made official. Kyle Lowry, Masai Ujiri, and Matt Devlin at the podium.
It was the best one. You know, I didn't really think about it, honestly, until a week before free agency started. It was one thing that, you know, I knew it was going to be kind of stressful. It's stressful in a good way. You got to take the positives for the positives. It was nothing negative. It was always just about the decisions. But at the end of the day, it was easy. It was easy to come back here. Masai, and he really made it a lot. It made it easy. And, you know, at the end of the day, the decision was made. And like you said, I didn't want to wait for everybody else. I'm not going to wait for this guy to make a decision. I wanted to make my own decision, and I wanted to make it when I was ready, and I was ready after day one. So that's how easy the process was.
Hey, Kyle, it's Doug Smith, the Toronto Star. How much did the group enter into your decision, you and Damar and Amir, in that closeness with that organization?
It was a part of it. You know, I talked to Damar probably every single day up until for 5 to 6 days straight. And we talked even after my first meeting, I literally was calling Damar every day. And I think we are so close and we're brothers that whatever decision I made, he was going to support me. And for him to do that and to be there like that, it just makes me happier that I'm back and the decision was made to come back. Because without brothers in the locker room and everybody band together, your team can't be as strong.
Kyle, Michael Grange from Sportsnet. What is it like to know that you're financially secure? Not that you initially weren't before, but...
I was before. This helps.
I mean, it's a big step in a career, and this is sort of your signature contract. What does that feel like as a young man?
It's always a humbling experience, and it's always, you know, just I'm blessed. And I would never complain about doing a job that I've grew up playing outside in basketball, outdoor courts, and I would never complain about playing a game that I love. It's just the fact that, you know, Masai has given me the opportunity to come back and, you know, earn this contract. You know, last season I earned this contract, but I'm not done. I got bigger plans, and, you know, I'm only 28. You know, I got plenty of years left in the tank, and for me, this is just a start again. This is a start, and it's going to keep going and continuing.
Kyle, Mike Ganter with the Toronto Sun. I want to go back to the role that Damar played in this. Would you say, was he more of a convincer? What role would you say he played for you?
No, he was just there. He listened. I mean, literally, I would talk, and he would just listen. And, yeah, y'all know Damar don't talk that much anyway, so he just listened. And for him just to listen, and I knew at the end of the day he would support any decision I made. And not like he was going, you know, block me from his phone from calling them if I didn't come back. But I think he just really was a real brother and a friend. And when you have someone that just doesn't care about, you know, where you go, what you decide to do, just happy for you at the end of the day, you can't beat that.
Perdita Felician, CHCH News. Masai, this question is for you. This is the first time, I think, in almost 10 years that an unrestricted free agent has decided to re-sign in Toronto. I want to know what's changed in the Raptors culture, and do you think this will send almost a message to other NBA stars?
I honestly think I don't know whether it's we don't believe in ourselves, but you know what? This is such a special country. It's a special team. It's special organization, leadership from Larry, Tim Leiwicki. For me, there's no excuses anymore. I read an article a couple of days ago. I think Tim said it's as cold here as it is in Detroit and Chicago. They have championships, you know. And I'd rather live in Toronto. I'd rather be here. And yeah. So I think the whole thing is winning, you know, and. Just our culture. If we create a brand, and it's my responsibility and my team's responsibility to build a brand here where we create a platform for winning, and then players want to win. Players want to be treated well, and we try to treat players well. And by the way, we are the best fans in the world. I don't care what anybody says. If anybody did not watch us in the playoffs, and we need to build a culture for our fans, and that culture is winning and playing hard all the time. And I think Kyle Lowry was the forefront of that. Our guys played hard and they competed, and players in the NBA see that. I think they see that, and they want to come and play where it's a great atmosphere, and they're treated well, and there's winning. There's a winning culture. So we expect more players to come here.
Kyle, it's Doug again. when this process began, what were you looking for? Years or money or secure? What was the driving factor in your decision?
I think the driving factor was when I said it was winning. And, you know, I honestly knew the money was going to come. I knew the years was going to come. So, you know, it wasn't too much of a worry. I just wanted to be in a situation where I could win and personally grow as a man and as a player and help a team and help an organization get to a point where, you know, they're holding that trophy up and they're raising a bigger banner than, you know, the division title. I want another division title, but I want a division title and a big, big flag. You know, that's what I want. You know, as a player, I want to strive to be the best, and as a team, I want my team to be the best. And at the end of the day, if we go out there and we compete every single night, I'm happy. And I think that's what I know for sure we'll have.
Well, I'll add this too. Couple minutes after I spoke to Kyle and Andy Miller, his agent, and Kyle was unbelievable during this process, and so was his agent. Everything was so straightforward. We really appreciate that in doing business. But a couple minutes after Kyle, we spoke on the phone, I got a text from him, and the text said, do I need to call anybody? Do you need me to call any players? And you could tell, you know, like he had moved straight on from, you know, what was contract and free agency and money and all that stuff. You know, like he never asked about any of that stuff, never wavered, never. It was really handled, I thought, in a classy way. And for him to text me right away, I was laughing when I got the text. I was like, I wish I had more money to sign another player, but yeah, but it was great.
This is Sportsnet 590, the Fan's live coverage of the Toronto Raptors news conference. Kyle Lowry, 4 years, $48 million. It's official, folks.
Do you hope this does send a message to other players in the league about Toronto being a destination for stars?
Yeah, I think this is it's a great situation. And, you know, from day one, I mean, this man next to me from day one, and he's always been straightforward and honest, and that was the message from last season, the beginning of the season. It doesn't matter where you play or what situation you're in, or what city you're in, what country you're in. If you win, players will come. And for me, it was winning. And I think just the fact there that I know how passionate he is about winning, and working with a guy and a man that wants to win as much as the players do, and he's not playing, is you go out there and you play your butt off for him.
Congratulations, Kyle.
Thank you.
Steve Brotherston, Pro B-Ball Report. Free agency is a choice. It's your chance to make a decision. How important was it for you that you went to a place where you believed your family would be happy?
Very important. You know, I don't make the decision if I don't have the support of my family. That doesn't happen. And when I told my wife and talked to everyone, or talked to my wife really, she just said, "Listen, at the end of the day, we're gonna support you, no matter if we in Siberia, Toronto, you know, Florida, anywhere, Lithuania. You know, it don't matter. They're gonna support me. And when you have that strong, you know, family bond, doesn't matter, you know, and as long as you have that and they're happy and, you know, they can make it work and you're happy, you know, you're good."
Oh, hi. Hi, guys. George Logajanis from CP24, and we're live right now on CP24. Kyle, you know, when I was a kid growing up, all my sports heroes and all sports teams across the landscape, it was great to know that every year you could rely on the same guys being back in uniform every year. That doesn't happen a lot anymore.
Right.
From your side of the ledger, knowing when you go out for those first games, you're going to see kids' smiles. You're back. It's you. How important is that?
Very important. But like you said, having the same team, you know, me and Masai, we talked about that during our meeting. And, like, you know, San Antonio's had the same, you know, core for, what, 8, 9 years? I mean, 10 years, whatever they have. And when you get a group and continuity of everybody being back and just knowing that it's the same thing, everything's clicks a little better. For the kids that are smiling and see me back, hey, I'm glad to be back. And, you know, they're part of the reason I'm back. So hopefully I give them a reason to, you know, go play basketball.
All right, at this time, we would like to have Masai and Kyle take a moment for a photo op. If we could ask everyone to come here in front of the stage.
And let's come. All right, welcome back to the Jeff Blair Show. That is the live coverage. The formal announcement of Kyle Lowry's four-year, $48 million contract with the Toronto Raptors. I think you got a sense from that particular news conference from both Masai Ujiri and Kyle Lowry that it was a pretty seamless, pretty easy discussion and decision. And I love Kyle Lowry's line when he talked about people say that free agents won't come to Toronto and players won't sign long-term contracts in Toronto. Loved what he said. I just proved that wrong. I'm back. So there you go. The Kyle Lowry signing is official. The Raptors have also signed Gravis Vasquez, James Johnson as well. Still a little bit of work to do. And Patrick Patterson, still a little bit of work to do for Masai Ujiri. Finish out the roster. We'll continue our discussion about the Raptors on the other side of the hour. And we may be joined by Masai Ujiri as well. All that ahead in the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.